AP News for Friday, November 24th. I'm Ben Thomas. Cheers as buses carrying the first batch of hostages freed by Hamas crossed from Egypt into Israel, 24 in all. Israel freed 39 Palestinians from prison. They received a hero's welcome in the occupied West Bank. And the Israeli Prime Minister's office says it's received a list of a second batch of hostages Hamas will release Saturday. Meantime, the ceasefire is allowing more aid convoys into Gaza with food, medicine, and fuel. President Biden.
Hundreds more trucks are getting in position as well, ready to enter Gaza over the coming days to support the innocent Palestinians who are suffering greatly because of this war that Hamas has unleashed. Hamas doesn't give a damn about them. We also look to the future. As we look to the future, we have to end this cycle of violence in the Middle East. We need to renew our resolve to pursue this two-state solution.
In other news, the AP has learned Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, has been stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at a federal prison in Arizona. Niagara Falls police have identified the two people killed when their car crashed into a border checkpoint this week.
53-year-olds Kurt and Monica Villani of the Buffalo suburb of Grand Island, New York, were in the vehicle that crashed into a border checkpoint in Niagara Falls, leading to border closures in New York on the day before Thanksgiving. Records show the family owns a lumber business and several Ace Hardware stores in western New York.
Still unknown details on what exactly led to Wednesday's crash at the Rainbow Bridge. I'm Jennifer King.
And the FDA has expanded a cantaloupe recall.
Three more brands have joined the recall list: Rudy brand whole cantaloupes, Freshness Guaranteed, and Racetrack brand pre-cut cantaloupes. Nearly 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. Two people died of the infections in Minnesota, and 45 people are hospitalized nationwide. Health officials are telling people to throw the fruit out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Black Friday had a new feature on Amazon today, an NFL game. The Dolphins solidifying their hold on the AFC East lead. Mike Mancuso was at the game.
Miami controlled the Jets on Black Friday with a 34-13 victory. Dolphins 8-3 on top of the AFC East. They ended the first half when Jets quarterback Tim Boyle's Hail Mary pass was intercepted and returned 99 yards for a TD by Javon Holland.
It's hard to get pick six. When I had the opportunity, I was like, oh yeah, I need that. And then everybody blocking in front of me, I knew they felt the same thing I felt. I'm trying to get in the zone.
The Jets struggled their way to their fourth straight loss to fall to 4-7. Mike Mancuso, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Also of note, Dolphin star Tyreek Hill celebrated his touchdown by taking off his helmet, blowing a kiss to his new wife seated nearby in the stands, and tossing her the ball. The speedy wide receiver and Keita Vaccaro got married 2 weeks ago during the Dolphins' bye week. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.